B-Pod Studios.
5.
10 with the roll?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not a competitive eater, but I happen to like a Texas wiener.
Right.
Like, you have to really like the food, I think, to keep going. Let's go to A-Rod in Willow Grove. What's up, A-Rod?
Hello, guys. What's going on?
What's going on, man?
I just want to talk defense real quick. So, Carson Wentz can be fine the whole season. I know what people keep complaining about him. But what about this defense and this prevent defense on 3rd and 2, 3rd and 10, 3rd and 15? Like, the quarterback's going to find the holes every time. It did it last year. I know our defenders were injured, but he did it all throughout the preseason. He did it every single time. And I'm afraid more of the defense than I am of the offense.
So you're bringing up the fact that Jim Schwartz does not like the blitz on 3rd and long situations, whereas a lot of defensive coordinators will come with the house.
Exactly. So
yes.
you'll play conservative every single 3rd down, and you'll kill us. So like he'll stop him from scoring a touchdown, but a 10-12 minute drive. In 3 points on the board hurts more than that.
Yeah. Well, but here's the thing: you're not going to get him to change, A-Rod. He's not a blitzing defensive coordinator, so he relies on his front four to get pressure. Now their tackles are probably going to get pressure. Adding Malik Jackson really helps their pressure in the middle. It all depends on whether Barnett is going to have a decent year.
But that 3rd and 2. On 3rd and 2, why would you give the defender the wide receiver like 10 yards, a 10 yard gap between the defender?
You're right. Their cornerbacks played off a little bit too much last year. But this is what you get. This guy's a pretty good defensive coordinator despite not blitzing. And while he is, he's managed to put a defense together with a lot of missing parts.
He don't give the defenders a chance to do anything. No, sit back there on the line.
Why are you torturing yourself like this? Why are you torturing yourself? He's a defensive coordinator. He plays a certain style. What are you going to do about it?
I don't know.
You want to write him a letter?
Can we let him go?
They like him. They're not going to fire him. They like him.
No, he needs to be out of here.
All right.
Well, that's what I got.
All right, man. You got it. Yeah, Jim Schwartz is... It's counter to green of what... Philadelphia fans want. I get it. But he has had some decent success, even though we would like him to be more aggressive. And I know our next guest, we talked about this a lot last year, that he wanted to see Schwartz blitz a little more. So let's bring in the great Sal Palantonio, who, of course, is the NFL, ESPN NFL preeminent reporter on the league. And the paperback now of Philly Special is now out with a new afterword and more photos. What did you pack in this, Sal?
Oh, we got a lot of good stuff in there, Michael. And, the hardcover, thank you, Eagles fans. All over Eagles Nation, the hardcover sold out 5 printings, which is insane.
That's awesome, man.
And so the publisher, it was an audio book back in January, and they just put out a beautiful looking paperback with an endorsement right at the top of the front cover. It says, quote, "This book is truly special. I loved it," unquote. Doug Peterson, head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Now, well, how about that? That's an afterword.
That's an endorsement.
That is a pretty good endorsement. Now, what's in
there? Now, this is our annual thing, right? So we always do this Tuesdays of week one. We go through the schedule.
Yes.
And we go through it week by week. It's the Sal Pal, Mike Missinelli prediction show, 5:15 on Tuesday of week one. Are we ready?
All right, you want to get right into it? Okay, let's get right into it. All right, let's go. Redskins Sunday.
That's a win.
I also have a win. Now, let's go to game two at the Falcons on Sunday night.
Yeah, Mike, I'm going to give that one to the Falcons.
The Falcons are
hunting for bear. The Eagles have had their number, but in the last 2 games, it's come down to the fourth quarter, to the final buzzer, and I think at Atlanta, that's going to be a tough turnaround.
Interesting.
I'm going to get that one as a loss to the Eagles.
All right. I am going win because I just don't believe that the Falcons, they figure out a way to lose against this team late all the time.
They do.
So I'm going to continue with that trend until they stop it.
I could be convinced of that, but I'm going to say loss for now. Look, I could be convinced. After week one, we'll go back and revisit that.
All right.
I'm going to give it a loss.
All right. Lions at home.
That's a win.
Yeah, that's easy win. Eagles at Packers Thursday night.
It doesn't matter really where it is. It's so tough to play on the road on Thursday night. It's got to be a loss.
I got a loss as well. So you have 2-2. I'm 3-1 so far. Jets Eagles.
Win.
Easy win for me. Let's go at the Vikings.
Yeah, see, this is a tough part of the early schedule. Three straight road games at Minnesota, at Dallas, at Buffalo. And I think they're going to beat the Vikings. I don't think the Vikings are going to be a very good team this year. I think it's a win and then a loss and then a win. Bang, bang, bang.
Okay. I'm going to go loss, win, loss. I think they lose to the Bills after an emotional win over the Cowboys in a night game.
I think you're nuts.
Oh, all right. So far I've got 5-3, and I believe you have the same. All right. So we're 5-3 right now. So let's go Bears next.
Yeah. The Eagles are going to beat the Bears at home on November 3rd, Michael. That's going to happen. That's 6 wins for me.
All right. I like that, too. So we're both at 6-3. Patriots at the Eagles.
See, this is the number one game of the year on the NFL schedule. The 2019 NFL schedule, Patriots at Eagles, rematch of Super Bowl 52. And the Eagles are going to win this game.
I like it too. I'll take the Eagles. So now we're both at 7-3, 10 games in the book. Let's roll now with the Seahawks at the Eagles.
Yeah, Sunday nighter, right? I like the Eagles on a Sunday nighter. A little rest. They're very emotionally high, but they're also very confident after beating the Patriots. Seattle will be a good team, not a great team on the road. I like the Eagles winning this game.
I like it, too. That's Thanksgiving game, right? Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
No? When is that? It's the 24th.
Yeah,
oh, when's Thanksgiving? It's a Sunday night game. When's Thanksgiving?
Sunday night game.
It's Thanksgiving. 28th is Thanksgiving? All right. Yeah. All right, so we both got them now, 8-3.
Yep.
Let's roll into the Dolphins.
Yeah, let's roll right through.
Yeah, let's roll past them. That's
9-3. At that point in December, the Dolphins are totally mailing it in.
Okay.
They're in tank mode, full tank mode.
All right, Giants.
No problem.
All right, so now we're both at 10-3 because I agree with you. Redskins at home.
Michael.
I mean, in Washington. Sorry.
In Washington. Yeah. Who knows what the Redskins will be at that point. They'll be starting the rookie quarterback, probably. Jim Schwartz has played with him like nip, and I think the Eagles will just roll through Washington. They'll sweep the Redskins.
Ooh, okay. Now, I've got a loss. They're on a four-game winning streak for me, so you got them 11-3. I've got them 10-4. The Redskins pulling that out. Cowboys-Eagles.
Yeah, December 22nd at home. That's an Eagles win.
That's at home. I like this win also. I've got 11-4. You've got 12-3. And the final game at the Giants.
At that point, Daniel Jones is the starting quarterback, rookie quarterback. Eagles have already locked up the division. I got them winning the game 13-3. I got this.
13-3. I've got them winning 12-4. We're kind of in the same church. But you got the Bills game as the win.
Yeah, I do. I have the Bills game as the win. So, you know, with my official ESPN.com prediction comes out tomorrow as part of all of the NFL analysts on ESPN. You want to hear it right now?
Yes.
NFC champion, Philadelphia Eagles.
All right.
AFC champion, Kansas City Chiefs.
Mm-hmm. And you can get 28-1 on that, Sal, right now.
Nice.
28-1 on that matchup.
Really?
Yes. Take some of his book residuals and throw $1,000 on that.
Oh, geez, that's been doing that as soon as I get off the phone. I did not know that. Okay,
yes.
Beautiful. And then I got Super Bowl champion, the pupil beats the master, Doug Peterson beats Andy Reid in the Super Bowl. It'll be one of the greatest stories
ever.
Oh,
man. Everybody's rooting for that. Everybody's rooting for that matchup and that result. All right,
that's
so let me ask you.
Official ESPN.com.
All right, sounds good. I like it. Now, let me ask you one quick question. And maybe Eagles now are throwing a lot of bodies that did not play and were injured into this game on week one. Where do you see this game going? Is this a crushing, or did they struggle because of all these guys getting back in?
I think that they will struggle offensively because Carson Wentz has not played since December. And it will take some time for him. They struggled last year in the first quarter, unlike the year when they won the Super Bowl, where they were third in the league in points scored in the first quarter. They were in the bottom of the league last year. And I think that that will continue until Carson Wentz gets some kind of rhythm, figures out where DeSean Jackson fits, figures out how he's going to throw more from the pocket, which I don't think is going to really continue once the season starts. I think once the season starts, you'll see him move around a lot more. But the ball will come out much more quickly than in the past. In this particular game, I think they will struggle early and pull away late.
All right, they will cover the 9.5, which is the line is up to 9.5.
Oh, now wait a second.
Oh, you don't like the line.
You like it?
Yeah, it's going up to 9.5. That tells me that I think they're going to mash this. And I actually think they're going to come out blazing. So we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm obviously, it's week one, and it's hard to figure out where the line is with a team when you haven't had a quarterback on the field. I would just tickle that a little bit. I don't know about that, Michael. You go 9.5, I wouldn't put the house payment on that.
Okay. All right. So be cautious. So you're advising your clients. Good luck with the book, man. Good luck with the paperback. It's awesome.
Thanks a lot.
All right, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.
There he is, Sal Powell on the Comcast Business Hotline. How about that in paperback? So, you know, you get the points on the package, Tyrone.
Yeah.
Points on the package. You get that paperback edition.
That's out there. And then the new cosign from the coach.
Yes.
That's pretty good.
And afterward.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yes, it is. So we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We're roaring down the home stretch here with your calls on the Mike Missanelli Show on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philly.
Fanatic Sports Update.
Week one has arrived. This Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by Natural Lawn of America. Natural Lawn of America is the leader in organic base lawn care. Take advantage of their limited time offer, free seeding every year. Call 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREE-SEED. Eagles' first regular season game is this Sunday against Washington at home. Howie Roseman gave his thoughts on Andre Dillard heading into the season.
Andre's has a chance to be a tremendous player, and he's got great work ethic, and he continues to work on anything that are perceived weaknesses. He's got great feet. He's really into it, and he's got, you know, maybe the best left tackle of all time to learn from. So he's above probably where we thought he'd be at this time, which is really exciting.
Phillies beat the Reds yesterday 7-1 after dropping 2-3 to the Mets over the weekend. Vince Velasquez is on the mound tonight. Nick Pivetta has been recalled from the Lehigh Valley. Ford F-150 is the only pickup built with a high-strength military-grade aluminum alloy cabin bed. Check it out at your local Ford store today. We know you're busy, so we made it even easier for you to hear any of our shows you missed. Go to 97.5thefanatic.com or download the Fanatic app for our daily Best of Show podcast. I'm Natalie Eganoff for 97.5 The Fanatic.
Mike Missanelli on 97.5 The Fanatic. Listen to Mike Missanelli's Sound Off weekdays at 5:45. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
Hey, it's Jason Martinez. Football's better when you've got some skin in the game. Luckily, with FanDuel Sportsbook, you can bet on every football game from anywhere in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, or even West Virginia. And do it risk-free, because FanDuel Sportsbook is giving you a risk-free bet up to $500. Sign up with promo code Jason and place your first bet. here's the deal. If you don't win, FanDuel Sportsbook will refund your bet up to $500 in site credit. FanDuel Sportsbook has plenty to bet on, money lines, spreads, and more, and special promos running every day. And best of all, FanDuel Sportsbook has lightning-fast withdrawals. So if you're looking to place your $500 risk-free bet, how about taking our birds this Sunday? Well, you can get up to $500 back if you place your first bet on the birds, and they don't win, but they will. Sign up with my promo code Jason. That's promo code Jason to bet from anywhere in Pennsylvania. Download FanDuel Sportsbook now. Must not have previously placed any wager using your FanDuel Sportsbook account. Refund issued to site credit. Must wager amount equal to site credit before winnings can be withdrawn. Must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, or West Virginia. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. Terms apply.
Exxon and Mobil present How to Be Supremium. First, fill your tank with Exxon and Mobil Supremium Fuel. New Synergy Supreme Plus. It keeps your engine two times cleaner for better gas mileage. Then get the rest of your car to...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.